Welcome to the favorites. It's the Friday Super Contest Edition. I am Chad Millman from the Action Network. My beautiful boy. My beautiful, beautiful brother, Mr. Blackjack Fletcher, is joining me as he does every Friday.
What's happening?
What's happening, baby?
I'm shining like a diamond and rolling with the dice, brother.
I don't even know what that means.
Everything good. Everything good.
Wow.
We're sitting here having some fried chicken, some chocolate martinis. Well, everyone in the studio is having fried chicken. You're having a grilled chicken salad because I know my boy.
We've literally been sitting here for 15 minutes and I think you're loaded. Loaded.
Well, I've been drinking all day, Chad, so I'm working on it. Working on it.
Listen, it's Friday. This is what we're going to do, Blackjack. You and I, we got to choose five games for the Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest. We're going to win $1.4 million. Every one of these picks is crucial to our success.
They are.
Because last week...
Yikes.
I believe the kids call it fugly.
I think that's what the kids in 2002 called it. I'm not sure what they call it today, but yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. I mean, we knew we had a bad slate when we wrapped the show and we had, you know, the Jags, the Cardinals, and those were the two best of the week for us. And then we had the
Dolphins,
Jets. Yeah, it was a messy week and proved to be that for us on Sunday. So, you know what? Whatever. We'll get back up.
When you say it out loud like that.
Yeah, it's bad.
You look back and you think, really?
You know what it was for me? It was when I saw the graphic that was up on Twitter at the Favorites Pod. Go follow it. And I saw the logos of all the teams we had picked, just one after the other. Jaguars, Cardinals, Dolphins, Jets. That's when it really sunk in for me that we really fucked it up.
I think the metaphor for that week is when you start the evening looking at a bottle of Smirnoff and Godiva dark chocolate and think, killer fucking idea. This can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong. And the next morning you're like, nothing about that made sense.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping for here. I'm hoping we can get back to find our groove again because we were sidetracked last week and now it's back to business, baby. It's time to get serious.
Grooving. Let's say hello to the best part of the podcast.
Let's.
Georgina.
1-3-1 last week? Just when my beautiful boys finally grew wings, they flew too close to the sun.
I really like the Icarus reference.
She called us beautiful boys.
She did. She's right. She's always right.
I do feel like we've grown pretty close to her.
Yeah, we have. It's strange. I feel very close to a woman I've never met or spoken to in person. So
really?
Yeah, she was in New York with Gabe, but she was under the weather, so she was out of commission.
She is the best. Gabe Goodwin, creator and mastermind of these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
The Mats are not going to be happy that I said that, the hipster Mats. But
he's going to be more upset you called him a hipster.
Gabe is so skiing over his tips with Georgina.
It's a true story. It's a good thing he wifed her up before she met me.
Well... You never know.
One never does know.
Some people are impossible to resist.
That's true.
Listen, the other thing that stars Georgina is we've asked you guys to review the show on Apple Podcasts, mainly because we are looking for every way possible to move up the rankings in the Apple Podcasts. And one of the ways you game the system is to get reviews on the podcast. And if you review the podcast, it's a very good chance Georgina will read the review on the podcast. Let's hear today's review, Georgie.
iTunes review, subject, Hi Georgina, by OTTDog66. Nice Friday podcast where I have to pick between Chad picking all the underdogs and Blackjack picking all the chalk. Split the difference and you'll be okay is my advice. 5 stars.
Yeah. 5 stars.
Thank you for the 5-star review. You know.
He's not wrong.
No, he's really not.
You're square.
I have another review.
You have a square.
That I pulled myself off of iTunes. From In Love With Nikki. Nikki is apparently a lucky lady. 5-star review. 5 stars. 2 sentences. Chad is not funny. Love the pod. That was my favorite.
How did my kids get into the Apple Podcast?
Well, if your kids are in there, maybe you want to find out who Nikki is, because one of them's in love with her.
Listen, you don't know what's happening with this social media these days. The good news is my 12-year-old doesn't listen to the podcast. If he did, he would now find out that my wife and I steal his phone every night after he goes to bed and look at all of his texts.
Does your 15-year-old listen to the pod?
No.
Okay. All right, good. Because if I was going to say, if he did, your 12-year-old's about to find out.
No. Listen. If my kids are leaving reviews in the podcast, like, that I'm not funny, you think they're actually listening to the podcast? The next time...
They don't have to listen to the podcast
the next
and know
time
you're not funny.
Anybody in my family... The next time anyone in my family takes an interest in anything I'm doing will be the first time. The other day...
You left your kid at a Starbucks over the weekend.
I did.
You left him.
Well, he's 15. And I had to go. Yeah. I had to go. I had been waiting a long time. We had to go do our Periscope at Action Network HQ. We do it every Sunday before the games.
Yep. The only live pregame show for gamblers.
We revisit this chemistry. And it was running late. I had gone to get sandwiches for the family. The woman behind the counter took a really long time. Zach wanted to go get some Starbucks. I said, go ahead. The line of Starbucks was really long. I had the sandwiches. I was done. I was ready to go. Had to get back to you. I had 7 minutes to get there. And I said to Zach, like, I got to go.
So rather than texting me, hey, can we push 5 minutes, you left your son at a Starbucks to go do a Periscope with me.
I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds like I've lost perspective, right?
A little bit.
Like I've lost my priorities. It was only a couple minutes away, and my wife went to get him, like when he was ready.
I mean, and that's fair. I mean, listen, the Starbucks in Greenwich, Connecticut is really nice. It's very safe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that concerned either. You know,
I promise you, no one is stealing a 15-year-old boy. It's like the last thing in the world anybody wants to take.
Wow. Zach, I think you're cool. So, you know, even if your dad thinks nobody wants you, I don't know what to say here.
I know what to say. Let's get to those games. Let's get back on track. Can I just say one thing?
Yes?
The other day, I was going to say something to my wife, and before I even said it, she just put her hand up and said, don't. And I'm like, what? She goes, I know what you're going to say. It's going to be annoying. Don't even. And that gave me the opportunity to completely lie and say, all I was going to say is that I think this is turning out great. When in fact, I was going to say the opposite.
You were going to say something really annoying.
But all I got to be was supportive.
We had that exact moment last week, twice.
It's true. Can you guys keep please reviewing the podcast so Georgina can read them and we can continue to skyrocket up the iTunes rankings?
Please. Thank you.
Can we get to the games?
Tennessee at Indianapolis, Colts by 2.
Colts?
Titans.
No, come on, no.
You come on.
No, no, no.
Yes.
One reason.
Yes.
One reason. It's the Colts.
Many reasons.
It's Andrew Luck. Luck.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is back. Okay, this isn't, he looks better, he looks okay. Andrew Luck is playing the football he played 2.5, 3 years ago. He is playing outstanding. Marcus Mariota is still a week-to-week proposition. I like what the Titans have done on defense, and I'll give Mike Vrabel a lot of credit. Their offense has been better than I thought it would be, but Andrew Luck is there. That dude is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. Absolutely, he is. You want to name 9 more?
Dude, all I did was look at you.
Yeah, I know what that look is. Don't. Don't.
Now it feels like I'm at home.
Short home favorite. It's your thing. Better quarterback. I think the coaches are pretty even. The defense, I'd give an edge to Tennessee, but the offense is markedly better for Indianapolis. I like the Colts.
I so love the Titans in this game.
Titans stink.
That's an absurd statement.
Titans stink.
You can be blackjack all you want, but Chad is telling you right now that that is an absurd statement. You can like the Colts, but I say this to my kids all the time. Like, you can not like something, or someone else can like something, without it having to be the worst thing in the world.
No, that's not the world we live in. That's not 2018. No. Look at our political landscape. You don't have to go much further than that.
I don't want to live in that world.
If you're on one side, the other side is the worst thing that's ever been created in all of humanity. That's life. Be decisive.
I just want this studio to be a safe space.
You've got the wrong guy in here if you want a safe space.
We'll make this a maybe.
On what side?
I don't know. We're going to come back to it.
Okay. Second. Georgie.
Tampa Bay at New York Giants. Giants by 1.5.
Tampa.
I want to do something that I don't think has ever been done on this show.
Give me that 0.5.
Ever.
What is it?
I want to give you credit.
Aw. Thank you.
Because, and then I want to give you a criticism.
Of course.
You were all over the Giants against the Niners. You said it in the podcast, and you were
hated myself for
you
it.
You were apologetic, and then you said it again on the Chalk Talk at Action Network HQ Periscope. You really liked the Giants here.
Yep.
And you know how I am about the Giants at this point. Like, I'm just
I don't blame you. They have burned me badly this
but
year.
I'm not investing in the Bucs either. Like, why do we have to talk about this game? We should be skipping this game. You don't. There is no way you like the Bucks so much in this game that you feel that strongly about it.
Well, listen, it's the second game off the board for us, so at this point, no, I don't. But the case I would make for the Bucks is very simple. They can score too many points. The Giants aren't going to be able to keep up with them offensively. They're just not.
Here's my criticism.
Although Dirk Cutter took over play calling duties and that turned out really well.
Don't you ever apologize for good ideas. You are a beautiful baby. Aww. And those are...
Oh, listen to this guy.
You know, you do not have to apologize.
These dark chocolate martinis were a good idea.
For being bold.
Dark chocolate martinis.
Next game, Georgia girl.
Pittsburgh at Jacksonville Jaguars. Steelers by 5.5.
What do you got here?
Give it to me. We're going with the Jacks.
I like Jacksonville.
Just give it to me.
Yeah, I like Jacksonville. Yes. Yeah.
We can talk about it. We can talk about how on actionnetwork.com, or you can download the free what?
It's a free app.
And get this story. But our Action Network power ratings, we always compare them to the spreads. The game with the biggest delta between our power ratings and the spread indicating value is the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that there is way too... Listen... I love the Steelers. I got him to win the Super Bowl. One of the 8 teams I have to win the Super Bowl this year.
He's not exaggerating.
I'm not.
He has 8.
That's actually 10. I have 10 teams. But I will tell you, I like the Jags in this spot.
Yep, I do too.
All right. We got a winner.
We were. You know what our problem was? We were just a week early on the Jags last week. We were a week early. Fournette needed the week to get back.
I don't think it was a week
swing
early.
Of things.
I think we were a half early.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way,
that's
they don't fumble the ball and they're tying that game at the least.
Yeah,
but I agree. Like that. That's why I don't like. Honestly, that's why I don't like the Colts against the Titans. Like they should have.
Colts have been very lucky. I'll give you that.
They should have put that team away, and they didn't. And I was unimpressed by that. Like that game goes 5 more minutes, and they lose that game.
Okay.
That's why I don't like them.
All right. So we got one. We're going with the Jags again.
Oh, boy. I cannot believe we're starting with the Jags.
Next, Georgie.
Carolina at Detroit. Panthers by 4.
Next.
You don't like Carolina here?
No.
Bounce back spot?
No.
I like them.
Dramatic wins, not good wins.
Okay. But Carolina's got a week and a half. They got extra time to prep, and they're off a game where they gave up 51. They got their ass kicked.
No.
This is a bounce back spot for them. The Lions, I think the Lions are waving the white flag, brother. I think they're done.
No.
All right. I'm not gonna beat the drum on this one.
Georgie.
Dallas at Atlanta. Falcons by 3.5.
Run and shoot, baby. Run and shoot. Give me the Flackens.
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. The Cowboys wildly overvalued after a win last week against the Eagles. The Falcons stubbed their toe in the ground against Cleveland. This is the fact that this is only 3.5 is a gift.
Gift.
Lay the 3.5. Dallas's offense cannot hang with this Atlanta offense, especially at home.
Nope.
No way.
No way. We are at the sweet spot of overvalued,
yep,
undervalued.
Absolutely.
When you get the Cowboys beating the world champions on the road in prime time, and you get the Falcons losing to the Browns as big road favorites, when anybody paying attention, Chad Millman.
You were right about that. That was you.
Chad Millman. Chatty boy. Chadster. Millie Monster. Millie Wake. Bet the Browns. Everybody knew the Browns were the right side in that game. And anyone who didn't and is now not recognizing the Falcons being discounted is making a mistake by not betting the Falcons.
100%. Falcons is the right side here.
We got two. We got the Jags and we got the Falcons already on a really good run with great teams we can count on.
I like it. I like it. Georgina, you beautiful English lady, what's next?
Cincinnati at Baltimore, Ravens by 6.5.
I can't get away from this game fast enough.
Listen, I think everything you need to know about this game is the fact that we still don't know who's playing quarterback,
yep,
for the Ravens. And Hugh Jackson has signed with the Bengals as an assistant coach.
That's the best.
And this line has gone up.
Yeah.
It was 5.5 when it opened.
Yeah.
And the Westgate, which usually is behind the line in terms of the move,
mm-hmm,
is at 6.5.
Yeah, this is awful. Listen, you can't take the Ravens because you don't know who's under center. And the Bengals, I think you learned your lesson with the Bengals last week for a little while. Yeah?
That song you did was so good. That song,
yeah,
right now,
yeah,
if you haven't checked it out, just find Blackjack Fletcher's Twitter feed. Maybe you can pin that to the top.
Yeah, sure.
Blackjack for the People before this,
mm-hmm,
airs, you know,
yeah,
tomorrow or whenever.
It'll be up there.
Yeah. Put it at the top because that is the best performing video we've ever had in the history of the Action Network.
Yep.
It is an ode to me,
mm-hmm,
by you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your inspiration.
He is. He's my muse.
I bring meaning to your life.
Are we going to do Peter Cetera next? Is that where we're going with this?
And I know.
Yeah. Little Peter Cetera. All right.
He's good.
All right.
He's talented.
Maybe we could do, didn't he do a duet with Amy Grant or something? You could be like the Amy Grant.
I would do it.
I know you would.
She's talented too. She's Canadian.
All right. So we're not going to take this game, right?
No.
Okay.
This next game though, Georgie.
George.
Houston at Washington. Texans by 3.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. We're doing this game. All over this game.
What do you
give
like?
Me your side. Tell me. Tell me.
I like Houston.
Ah, fuck you.
No.
Fuck
Chad.
You.
Chad.
Yes.
Chad.
Yes.
Chad.
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 Blackjack.
Chad.
Blackjack.
Chad. The Redskins offensive line is missing 3 starters and they're going against J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney.
That is a great point.
They're going to get massacred on the offensive line.
Yes.
Alex Smith might die in this game.
Here's my problem. Here's what I'm struggling with.
Their running back's like 92 years old.
Here's what I'm struggling with. I kind of already bet the Redskins at +3.
Listen, I get it because the Redskins have outperformed, I mean, all expectations, but that defensive line against that offensive line for the Redskins, no way, man. No way. Alex Smith should be worried. His wife needs to up the life insurance this week because, like, he may not make it out.
Will anybody in this room buy my Redskins +3 ticket? Anybody? Got 3 guys in here.
They're all shaking their head no.
They're all drunk, though, so they might just be nodding.
Maybe.
I don't want to bet Houston in this game.
I don't really want to either, but if I'm going to, I'm taking Houston.
Well, let's skip it then.
Okay.
Let's skip it. Georgina.
Oakland at Arizona, Cardinals by 5.5.
Love the Cardinals at 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do this at 5.5.
I agree with you. I don't. I can't. I can't lay 5.5 with that team.
No way. Absolutely. 100% no way. I will tell you right now.
This is going to get dicey.
It's
getting
dicey.
Although we've got some good ones on the back end of this.
We got 2 games so far. We got the Jags +5.5 against the Steelers. We got the Falcons -3.5 against the Cowboys. But we are not finding a lot of games.
No, but we've got
some
good ones coming up. So let's get to the next one, my beautiful cup of Earl Grey.
Denver at Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers by 7.
Big. Big number.
Yeah, this game stinks.
Big, big number.
I don't know what it is. Maybe you can help me with this. I still don't trust the Chargers, and I know I should.
Isn't that weird?
I know I should. Like, they've been maybe the fifth or sixth best team in the NFL all year.
Why were we?
And I still don't trust them.
And Phillip Rivers is having an MVP year.
An unbelievable year.
Why were we not on the chart? Like, we didn't bet the Chargers at minus 10 against the Raiders.
I know. And I sat there on Sunday morning looking at it like, I'll wait till the afternoon. Maybe that number will drop a little bit. Like, was it really going to make a difference against the Raiders, 9.5 and 10? I don't know why, but I just don't trust this team.
It's weird.
I think it's just force of habit.
Yeah.
Year in and year out, this team disappoints. And I just can't get past it to trusting them. I don't know. I'm
in 100% agreement with you. So I'm going to propose something.
Yeah?
Let's go against our instincts.
Okay.
Let's bet the Chargers. We know we have a cognitive bias here, right? And like, I have only bet the Chargers in scenarios where like they are dogs or short favorites. The one time I went against my instincts on the Chargers was when they were road favorites against the Browns. And I'm just like, this team is good. And
yeah,
they continue to win. They went on the road and won big against the Seahawks, you know? Like,
yeah.
They went on the road, demolished the Raiders. Phillip Rivers is having an MVP year. Granted, the Broncos' defensive line is really, really good. They can rush the passer. They can give him fits. But I think we're making a mistake by just consistently looking at the Los Angeles Chargers and saying, we're walking away if it's a big number, because like if this was the Chiefs against the Broncos, if this was the Rams against the Broncos, we'd lay it. 2 seconds.
All right, give me your hand. Take my hand. All right, let's do this together.
1, 2, 3. Chargers.
Chargers. All right.
That was a nice moment.
It really was. That's a leap of faith we took together. We just jumped off the cliff together.
Yeah.
listen to us.
Will Fetters should do a movie about us.
You know what? One may be being written.
That is a sequel to Thelma and Louise.
Ooh. I was thinking Turner and Hooch, but.
How funny would it be if, like, Will Fetters, who wrote A Star Is Born, who's got a skyrocketing career.
Friend of the show.
One of the most talented screenwriters in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
If he decided his next big project was going to be the unauthorized sequel to Thelma and Louise, based on you and me.
That's a box office hit.
And the denouement you and I theoretically jumping off the cliff, but really walking to the counter of the sports book.
And betting the Chargers while holding hands?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Everyone in the room loves it. I can sense the enthusiasm.
You are welcome, Will Fetters. We are here to make life better for you.
Mm-hmm. But if we don't get our fair cut, we'll sue the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah. We're coming after you.
We're very litigious.
Yeah. That's called IP.
All right, Georgie.
Philadelphia at New Orleans. Saints by 8.5.
I don't know that I like it as much as the final two games.
I would agree with you, but I don't know what side we're going to be on in the final two games. I like Philly here. And everyone knows how much I love the Saints.
8.5 just is, listen.
I have a Saints Super Bowl future. I only have two of those.
You might know that I have the Saints at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl.
I got them at 22. And I'm only holding two. The Saints and the Steelers.
I got the Steelers in my pool.
I think you said last week when the Saints were playing the Bengals that the Saints were at their pinnacle, that you know you were overpaying for them. I didn't think that was the case last week. Credit to me. I think it is the case this week. I think after that road win, they thrashed the Bengals. The week before, they beat the Rams. I think this is when you're paying the premium to take the Saints. Philadelphia's season is on the line here. This is it, man. I mean, if this team drops to 4-6, they're done. I mean, they're finished. They're not going to make the playoffs at 4-6. They're out. So this is it for them. And I don't know whether they can win this football game, but I am confident they can keep it within a touchdown.
It does seem like a huge number.
It does. It does. And I think that the Saints at this point, this is where you get that overvalue. I think this is it. Because they like I said, they beat the Rams in a game we all were looking forward to. It was the top two teams in the NFC. And then they go on the road to Cincinnati in what you feel like should be a letdown spot, and it's not. They just kick the Bengals' teeth in. This is the spot where now you're paying too much to take New Orleans.
This could be the blue wave of numbers. Like, the longer it goes, the higher it might get.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good metaphor, I thought.
Yeah, that. But yeah, I mean, I like Philly here. Like you said, we've got two games that, to be honest with you, I like better coming up. But I don't know if we're going to be on the same side. So how about we put this in maybe?
All right, this is maybe. All right. Right now we got the Jags +5.5 against the Steelers, the Falcons -3.5 against the Cowboys, the Chargers -7 against the Broncos, a maybe on Philly at +8.5, a maybe on the Colts Titans. We're not sure which way we'd go on that.
Right.
My English rose.
Minnesota at Chicago, Chicago +2.5.
You gotta take the Vikings here. This is crazy. This is crazy. The Bears are 2.5-point favorites. The Vikings are off a bye. Chad, the Bears have not beaten good football teams.
I don't care. How do you not? That was my Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler.
All right. It would have been better if you had a cigarette.
Have you ever heard that story? I told that story on the podcast with Scooch. I don't know how much of an overlap there is between the Wednesday and Friday shows. I know you don't listen.
Did you? Okay, you said overlap. It sounded like oral app. I thought we were going somewhere else with this.
Maybe you've drinking like a fifth of vodka during the show.
I'm trying. All right, tell the story. We're flying through this thing, so tell the story.
Jay Cutler at a urinal in a bar in Chicago. Someone standing next to him. It's like, hey, dude, I went to Vanderbilt. Jay Cutler stares up at the ceiling and yells, I don't care.
That's why I love Jay Cutler. He's one of my like top five athletes.
I don't even
time.
Know. I don't even know
because
if that's true.
Because the guy just so blatantly didn't give a shit.
I don't know if that's story true.
Just did not care. But I respect that.
It's not libelous.
I respect that because you know what? There's too many athletes out there that are scripted and they just give the canned answers that they think people want to hear. No. Jay Cutler didn't give a damn what you thought about him. And I like that.
This pick goes against everything I believe in. Like, I do not believe in betting against short home favorites. Do you think...
Chad.
Don't give me Chad, Minnesota off a bye.
Chad,
tell me.
Okay,
tell
that's
me,
a factor.
Tell me.
Because
why do you think this is a better team?
Because, number one, the Bears have not beat good football teams. You could argue the Chicago Bears' best game was a loss to the Patriots this year. Okay. Which they had a few fluky plays in that kept them in that game. They have not beat good football teams. The Vikings, on the other hand, are better, certainly offensively. Cousins is better than Mitch Trubisky at this point. Their weapons, Adam Thielen is one of the top three receivers in football this year. Plus they have Stephon Diggs. Plus they have Kyle Rudolph. Defensively, the Vikings, I don't know if they're better than the Bears, but they're comparable. That defense is still very good. I'm taking the Vikings here. And yeah, they are off a bye. The extra rest and the prep helps. I absolutely like the Vikings here. Catching 2.5. I would like the Vikings -2.5. Which is realistically what this line should be. We're being silly with the Bears here.
You seem fired up.
Because, listen, the Bears have had a better season than I thought. Credit to them, okay? Absolutely. Matt Nagy's done a great job at head coach.
Oh, boy.
Done a great job at head coach. Trubisky.
Here we go.
Has played well when they let him.
Fire him up.
But here's the bottom line.
Tell
all
me.
All right, dude. The bottom line is the Minnesota Vikings are a legit Super Bowl contender.
It's late at night. I got nowhere to go.
Kirk Cousins has a plethora of weapons to throw to. They've got experience. They've got experience.
Bring
their
it.
Head coach has got more experience. This is a team ready to roll. They're going to roll. The Bears are kind of frauds. Not full frauds, but like half frauds, because they don't beat good teams. They play them close, but they don't beat them. They couldn't even beat the Packers. And the Packers stink.
That wasn't your best performance. I felt like your heart wasn't in it.
Well,
I don't know
if we can be honest here for a second, a peek behind the curtain. I really didn't expect that there. I wasn't going there. But, you know, when the music plays, you got to show up.
You got to perform.
That wasn't going to be it.
You're like a trained seal. When you hear the music, you have to.
Yeah, you
got to
step up, but I wasn't going to do
it. You got to put that ball on your nose and roll it around.
Right. You're right. That's kind of what happened there. But no, that was not my best effort because there was no thought put into that promo.
I'm going to give you an A for effort. And I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Yeah.
You are the Adam Thielen of podcasts. You are a gamer.
Nice.
I hope this is not your first half fumble against the Saints.
No, it's definitely not. I just hope to be paid like Adam Thielen.
Well, as the GM of the Vikings, I can tell you that's never going to happen.
Figure it out.
I'll call your agent.
Please do.
Oh, my beautiful goddess of tea time.
Kansas City at Los Angeles Rams. Rams by 3.5.
That was good, I thought. Beautiful goddess of tea time. I took your Englishisms to the next level.
You did.
I'm stealing them back.
You know what? You know what I'm doing here? Play the damn music. Play it, because it's coming here, all right? This is where it's coming. We got a game that was supposed to be in Mexico City, all right? They had to move it because the turf was too bad. But this is a critical game. This is the most important clash that's happened in 106 years since the Titanic ran into an iceberg.
It's amazing.
I'll tell you what the most important factor here is.
On this guy.
No one is talking about it. But you know it and I know it, Jack. The most important factor in this game is Big Red. And I'm not talking about Andy Reid with his tool belt. I'm talking about the greatest offensive lineman to ever suit up in the NFL, Mitchell Schwartz.
Hey now!
He's protecting Pat Mahomes. He's going to keep him clean. Aaron Donald's not sniffing him. And the Chiefs roll.
Mitchell Schwartz.
Woo!
Better known
as the better looking, more talented, younger brother of Jeffrey Isaiah Schwartz.
No, I was going to say better known as the co-author of the best-selling book, Eat My Schwartz.
My description was better. It's more flattering.
That one you brought.
Well, that's where it was supposed to be.
You did a nice job there.
Thank you.
Did you write that before?
No, I don't write anything before.
You just got an idea, like it's in your head and you let it out.
I have mental bullet points that I want to hit, and how I get there is anyone's, it's a mystery to everyone, including myself. So I usually don't know what I'm going to say until it comes out of my mouth.
Mm. I'm going to say something here.
Yeah.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs are the better team.
I do too. You know why? Defense has been getting better.
Much better.
It's been getting better.
And you know what defense isn't getting better?
The Rams.
You know what defense has not figured out how to rush the passer despite what Dante Fowler did last weekend?
Mm-hmm. The Rams.
Do you know who's not playing that well at defensive tackle that isn't named Aaron Donald?
Ndamukong Suh.
You know who isn't that great of a cornerback right now?
Marcus Peters.
Do you know?
You just nailed that one. Andy Reid is going to pick on Marcus Peters all game long.
Pick. Marcus Peters is going to wish. He is going to wish he could play Sean Payton. He's going to wish he could get into a verbal joust with Sean Payton. Because Andy Reid, he's going to come on so... Why don't I get any fucking music? I got a whole thing
here.
Hit the
music!
It's too late. The moment's over. Andy Reid is going to pick on Marcus Peters, and he's going to come in quiet. He's not going to know what angle the ball is coming from. That's all I got. I'm starting to choke a little bit. I think I got a little tickle in my throat.
It was good, though.
It's good, right?
It's good.
I got to practice.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
I think we're in agreement here.
Yeah, the Chiefs absolutely catching 3.5 here. Like, when they moved this game back to L.A. and it was 3.5, you got to take it. For all of you people not in the Super Contest, just allegedly making bets out there, I'd sprinkle a little something on the Chiefs' money line because that's a little juicy to me.
Woo!
I'm with you. I think the Chiefs are the better team. Defense is playing better. I like everything the Chiefs are doing right now. Absolutely. Kansas City. Mitchell Schwartz. I love you, Mitch.
Have I mentioned that we have an app?
It's a free app, too, right?
Free app.
Yeah, it's free.
Download it.
You can get all of our picks on that app for free all the time. We don't charge for picks, all right? We're not out here touting picks, charging you money, your hard-earned money. We want you to take that money, gamble it allegedly, and make more alleged money.
Blackjack right now is in the middle of picking football games for 27 straight days.
Woo!
We got 5 picks. We made it through that. It got dicey at the end. Are you ready? We got the Jacksonville Jaguars +5.5 against the Steelers. We have the Atlanta Falcons -3.5 at home against the Cowboys. We have the Los Angeles Chargers -7 against the Broncos. Bold against our instincts picks. That's the AOI pick.
Yeah.
That's the A hyphen O hyphen I pick.
It's a gutsy pick.
Everything before pick is modified there. That's why I added the hyphens. We have the Vikings +2.5 against the Chicago Bears on the road. Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Rams +3.5. You know what we do here? Dole out advice, give you grammar lessons.
Those are winners. Those are winners.
I feel infinitely better about these
Absolutely.
Picks.
I feel great about these picks.
Listen, folks, this has been the Favorites, the Super Contest Edition on the Action Network. We have shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Please listen to me, Jeff Schwartz, Paul LaDuca, on this Monday when we come up with a 9-team parlay. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, wherever you get your shows. I am Chad Millman. He is my beautiful baby, Blackjack Fletcher. See you Monday. Till then.